Sunshine 96.7 FM. WLMX LP St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. And we are up next.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. And this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get this show on the road.
Okay. Jeez. I had all that time to do that. Happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. I'm hoping that everybody had a good week. For Steph and I, it was a short week.
Short week,
Thursday and Friday. I wish every week was like that.
Still had a whole week's worth of work to do in 2 days.
Right. And we'll talk more about why it was a short week for us in a bit. But one of the things that I did this morning, Steph, I actually put on a sleeve.
Yes.
It was actually kind of chilly out when I went to work this morning. I was like, ooh.
Nice.
What about this?
You puss.
Listen, dude, I ride around in a golf cart, okay? Uh-huh. The breeze, it's not walking around, I'm cool. The golf cart wind makes it a little chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Get off me.
Hey, the dew point is down.
It's way down. It's way down.
I love it.
And we'll talk about that a little bit later, too, when we talk about what might be popping off in the Caribbean.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Dew points are in our favor.
Oh.
So we got to think about that. Anyway, folks, we are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You find folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Here in the studio, well, the usual suspects. We got my blushing bride, Stephanie. Got our boy Ty in, and then, of course, little old me, Marco, over here.
Little old you.
Little old me over here. Mm-hmm. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. And I sort of stressed the or text because that's sort of what we've gone for lately for a while now. It's the text is the way to go, really. You can call if you need to. If you want to call, you can call. Mm-hmm. But texting, we can respond to your text messages as they come in. And, you know, sometimes a call just sort of doesn't necessarily derail the show, but it's a thing. it's a thing. We can get a bunch of texts, and we usually do. We get a bunch of texts, and I can respond to them as I get them. It's right here in front of me. Mm-hmm. So I respond as I get them. Anyway, so 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text, and we will respond to you directly.
Anyway. Maybe you should say text or call.
Text or call. Text or call.
Right.
That's it.
So anyway, if you are a listener of the show and you listened last week, you knew that Steph and I had jetted down to a Key West last Saturday. I feel like we walked about 100 miles.
Yes.
We drank a lot.
Yes.
We did some shopping.
Yes.
And then we jetted back Wednesday.
Yes.
That pretty much summed it up. It
sums it up.
Now, there were some other things in between. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, if you're writing a what do they call that? If you're doing a timeline, That was pretty much it. It was a lot of walking.
Get up, walk, have breakfast, walk.
Yeah.
Usually back to the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And half hour later, walk back down.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Get up, go eat breakfast, come back to the place, have a little constitutional. so you're not weighed down to do more walking. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get down in the middle of the mix and have to, you know, scurry in someplace to
drop one off.
Drop one off, right? No bueno. Anyway, we were down there to celebrate our 38th wedding anniversary. Go team. We didn't really see anything that outrageous down there.
I did get Dad to feed a homeless guy.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Okay. I fed an unhoused, honey. Unhoused.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dude.
He looked like Kevin.
Oh, my God. Every time we saw him, it was like, there's Kevin. but
I'm going to tell him you said that.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
If he listened, he'd hear it. Straight from the horse's mouth. Anyway, he was very grateful. And then I was also, I was rude to another unhoused person.
That was prior.
That was the night before. Yeah. So we fed the guy after me being rude the night before to the other guy.
Well, what did you give him?
We gave him our leftover breakfast. It was a lot. You know, Mom doesn't eat a lot. Mm-hmm. So it was more than half of what she ordered, you know. And
it was delicious.
It was very good.
It was very good. It wasn't that the food was bad.
Yeah.
It's just, it was a lot.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot. It was a lot of food.
It was tater tots.
Listen, man, everything down there is like super expensive, but they give you a lot.
Well, that's good.
It's always, you know, I mean, it's like they try to make up for the price tag. They do load you up, but it's like.
So you have to be careful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And get an iguana.
No, we did not eat any iguana, but we did see three.
One was an albino.
And that was the coolest one. It was,
and he was the biggest
and
one.
It was huge. It was
you
very
didn't
huge.
Bring him home?
No. Dude, so prior to seeing it, we had seen like a baby one that was like neon green. It was really cool looking, right? And then we go back to where we were staying, and right in front of where we're staying, the porch, there's this huge tree in front of us. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, look at that. There's an iguana right there.
His face was gray.
His face was gray.
And his body was orange. Like he had some, like his tail was orange.
His tail was like neon orange.
That's pretty cool.
He was, but they called him an albino.
Yeah. He was quite large.
Yeah, it was big. He was probably, when it was all said and done, nose to tip of tail, probably about 2.5 feet,
2.5 feet.
Oh, I'm telling you. Dude, he was like this long. I'm telling you.
You should have brought him home.
He was. No. No, I'm not touching this.
We had enough trouble getting our bag checked as it was.
We don't need to be struggling with an iguana. Uh-huh. Anyway, then we saw another iguana that was a little bit bigger, but a little bit bigger than the baby one, but it was still a youngster because it was like neon green. It was so neon green, you could barely see him. He was in this yard of this house. And
yes.
I had to look. I was like, is that it? Oh, that is. That's an iguana in the grass.
And the weird thing, the geckos were fat.
They got like us geckos on steroids down there. They got some beefy.
They're eating well.
They are definitely eating well. I mean, they're big. There was this one that hung out right outside of our little patio area every day. And he was like, this is my spot, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is my spot.
He was like frog.
He was like a pit bull. He was like a pit bull of the geckos.
Yeah, he was hefty.
Yeah, he was thick. He was thick. Anyway, so we didn't really see anything too weird. We may have seen a dude that wasn't wearing pants.
Yeah.
That was one thing that we noticed. It was like, and there was a lot of people. It wasn't just us. You could tell that other people on the street were like, is that dude wearing pants? You could see the heads turning. You know, was he wearing pants?
He was wearing like a button-up shirt.
Right. That sort of hung down.
Hung down, so you didn't see anything.
He's Donald Ducking it.
Yeah, he was. He was Donald Ducking it. Right. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
I think he did it on purpose. Mm-hmm.
What we did try to do
was he spoke to a homeless Kevin.
Right. Mm-hmm. What we did try to do is it seemed like there for a minute or two. I was seeing a lot of celebrities down there. So it's like the first one we saw was our first day down there. We were at Sloppy Joe's and we're sitting at this little bar. And there's this local radio guy here that I listen to. His name is John Senning. And this dude and his wife sat down at the other end of the bar. And I was like, oh, my God, that's John Senning. And I pulled up the picture I Googled him. And I pulled up the picture and I'm showing Mom. And I'm like, I'm looking at the picture. I'm looking at this dude. And I'm looking at the picture. And I'm looking at this dude. You know? And then it became very obvious that I was now stalking this guy.
Very smooth.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And, so have you seen John Senning?
No.
He's, you know, he's a large man with a beard.
Big beard and you know, hair and all that. So
not anybody you want to give bad vibes to.
Well, anyway. So his wife gets up to go to the bathroom, and I walked over because I know that I could see them looking at each other like, what's up with this dude, man?
What's up with him?
You know, so I went over to the guy, and I said, look, man, I don't want you to be creeped out. I'm not stalking you, that kind of thing. I said, but you look just like this dude that I listened to on the radio, and I had the picture up. And I said, here, look at this. And he goes, oh, yeah, I can see it. He goes, I can see it. He said, yeah, but I'm just a regular Joe from Pennsylvania. I said, well, so you're not John Senning? No. But then...
So that started the game.
That started the game, right? So then almost immediately after that, I looked at the table that was behind us, and there was Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer.
What?
He was sitting right at the table.
Or a reasonable facsimile.
I said to Mom, I said... You know who Cesar Millan is, right? The dog whisperer. And she goes, yeah. I said, look at this table behind us. She goes, oh, my God. That's Cesar Millan, right? And then who was the last one? Oh, we were at breakfast a couple days later.
The day we fed homeless Kevin.
Right. And I looked at the table behind us, and it was a Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I pulled up the picture, and I showed Mom. I said, that's him, right? That's him. You know, it was a lot. So that was a little fun game that we were playing. You know,
celebrity look-alike.
Mm-hmm. Find the doppelganger.
Right.
You know? So it was fun. Let's see. We talked about the unhoused dudes. we talked about the dude that probably was not wearing pants. Mm-hmm. We did. We talked about it. Remember last week before we left, we said that we were going to have nothing but white Russians when we went down there.
Yeah, we had one.
We each had one. We each had one.
And they were delicious.
They were delicious.
They're very all right.
Were frozen.
These were frozen, like frozen smoothie style. So it was like...
So it was almost like a milkshake?
Yeah.
It was lovely.
They were. But it was a trek to get there to this place, so...
Yeah, it was way further.
Yeah.
Like when we first got there and walked down to Sloppy Joe's, mm-hmm. It was like, oh, look, they have the frozen white. I want one of those.
Yeah.
Well, we walked back, walked down, walked back.
Oh, man.
And then decided that evening, the first evening we were there, we need to go get our white Russian before we forget. So three trips.
And the thing is, Duval Street in Key West is like where everything's happening, mm-hmm. right? I looked it up. Duval Street, end to end, is a mile and a quarter. But from where we were staying, it's about a quarter mile to walk to get to the top of Duval Street. So we're walking a mile and a half every time we go. Right. And so, I mean, we literally, I bet we walked.
Oh, the first day we walked at least 10 miles.
At least. Yeah. At least. Yeah. I bet overall, I bet we walked probably about 15 miles the whole time we were there.
Oh, well, that's good for you.
More than.
In Crocs? Brother, I got a blister on the side of my foot. is...
Well, you got to wear real shoes, man.
Yeah.
You're in Key West. Mm. You can't wear real shoes. Mm-hmm. No, we did some off the beaten path stuff. Found our favorite little hole in the wall that we found the last time
right.
we were there.
Yeah.
Hung out with them for a while.
We saw some good live music.
Oh, great live music.
Yeah, we saw this guy, Justin Angelo, at Sloppy Joe's. And when we saw him, if you weren't looking at this guy, you would have thought that it was a woman singing because his voice was very falsetto. But what he was doing all these mashups. So it was like all of a sudden you'd hear Prince, right? And then all of a sudden it would just morph into the Rolling Stones and then... before the song was over, now you're listening to like the Doors or something. It's like, what in the world is going on here?
It's cool though.
It was very cool.
He mashed up the lyrics where you recognize the lyrics, but what am I trying to say? The song was the same, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, he was true to the songs, but just the way he mashed it up and made them meld together.
Made them flow.
Yeah, he turned like three songs into one song.
Yeah.
You know, but what was disappointing, Steph, is that we bought this CD of his. The CD only has three songs on it. And then I went to iTunes yesterday when I was picking music, and I was like, well, let me see if I can find any of this music from this kid. And none of his music, none of his, what he has on iTunes had anything to do with like what he was doing at Sloppy Joe's. So I was like, that's kind of really what I wanted.
Well, he also does original music.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's what this CD is the original music. But and it's not bad, but it wasn't as cool as what he was doing at Sloppy Joe's. And then we saw that other guy at
Tipsy Rooster.
Tipsy Rooster.
Oh, I emailed myself.
Adam Sands. He was fantastic. Adam Sands was great. And the girl that was on before him was also good. I don't remember her name, but she was really good.
I kept emailing myself.
She did some Alanis Morissette that was like spot on.
Mm-hmm. And so, Jewel.
And Jewel, right. You know, and that's one of the things that I was very impressed with. They've got these people that just go on stage by themselves solo. And they're fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, they're fantastic. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. And
very late.
Got to see that.
The cool thing about the Tipsy Rooster is it was between where we were staying and Duval Street.
Right. It was
like
close.
Two blocks.
It was right around the corner.
It's like, oh, I like this place.
Yeah. it was a good stopping point on our way back home. Were like the nightcap,
right?
You know what I mean.
But it was also, you know, a great late night destination,
right?
Because it was just around the corner.
Yeah, so Key West is a lot of fun. It's a lot of work because it's a lot of walking. It can be hard on your body. You know, we were there 4 days?
Yes.
That's enough.
We
4 days
did,
is enough.
We did good with the food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ate in moderation. We really wanted the lobster roll.
We didn't get that. We couldn't figure out the timeline. The place was like so sketchy as to when it was open.
This is the place that Jesse went to when we went the last time that he swore was... He'd eaten all the lobster rolls.
We did get the French onion soup, though.
We did get the French onion soup.
Which I was not that impressed with. So I was like, yeah. I mean, Jesse ate the French onion soup like every day.
Right.
I was like, I don't know about it every day. You know, it's okay once. I can do this again in another 6 years. It had been 6 years since we had been there. So Anyway, it's fun. It's over. We're back. And I don't know.
We had a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was a good getaway. Mm-hmm. Different scenery.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we didn't drive, which I think is great.
I know. When I got in the car to go to work, or I guess, was like, oh, I haven't driven in days.
Right.
I don't know that I want to do this.
Yeah, right. anyway. Let's see, Ty, I know you can probably hardly believe it, but it's already week 7 in the NFL.
Yeah. And,
puts us almost halfway, right?
Yeah, I mean, we'll be watching Bad Bunny at the doing his halftime thing before you know it.
Yeah.
You know, and our Tampa Bay Buccaneers are off to a great start with a record of 5-1.
Okay.
And a shout out to the Tipsy Rooster for having it on the outdoor TV.
Right. All the wins have been comeback wins in like the last minutes of the game. Mm-hmm. You still don't care. Our Bucks will be in Detroit Monday night. It's a Monday night game.
Oh.
To face the Lions, and the game time is 7:00. Go Bucks.
Yeah, we probably won't be watching that one.
We actually have the best record in the NFC.
Really?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
I like the new kid.
Yep. Egbuka?
Yes.
He's very good.
He's from Ohio State.
Amika Egbuka.
Oh.
Say it.
No.
Next week is peak hurricane. Well, it's the peak of the hurricane season is next week. And I heard yesterday that there could be a couple of things popping off out in the Caribbean coming off of Africa. Over the next couple of weeks, you know, toward the end of the month. But I did see, I went on to Mike's weather page today, and he said, he was very positive. He said, look, there could be a couple of things, he said, but we're working with some really good stuff right now. It's gotten a lot drier, and the temperatures are coming down, and that is all good for keeping things away. So if things do pop off, they probably will break up, but...
keeping it low.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. We will see. Mike's weather page, everybody. If you don't know Mike's weather page, check him out. Google it.
Google it. Facebook.
Yeah. One of the things that we found out last Saturday once we got to Key West was that actress Diane Keaton had passed away. And she was 79. And apparently she had pneumonia is what happened to her.
Well.
Yeah, I always liked her. I can think of three movies right off the top of my head. Annie Hall, As Good As It Gets, and she was in The Godfather too.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a good actress, and I always thought that she was entertaining. Heard today that rock band Kiss founding member and guitarist Ace Frehley passed away. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah,
yes.
Ace Frehley passed away yesterday. Apparently
74.
Yeah, he was 74. I'm sorry. Diane Keaton was 79. Ace Frehley, 74 years old, supposedly he had some sort of a bad fall, and he was on life support, and I guess yesterday his family said unplug him.
Wow.
Yeah. So
life well lived.
What kind of bad fall? Like a Mitch McConnell fall, or rock climbing? Or?
I don't know. I don't know any of those details. But I do know that it was due to a fall that apparently was bad enough to put him in some sort of a life support situation. And
well, he's 74. So.
Yeah, he was 74. Right. Anyway, I don't know. I was never a huge fan of Kiss. Were you? Have you been a fan of Kiss?
They're like, I don't know.
I mean, listen, they were groundbreaking at the time, and so from what I heard today, all of the eulogy sort of comments that I've heard is that they're the ones that, you know, I mean, now the Beatles don't matter anymore. Now it was Kiss that got everybody into rock and roll and stuff like that. I was like, give me a break. If that was the case, then every band would be wearing makeup and stuff like that.
But they were. They were iconic.
They were iconic. I remember when they came out, I was in junior high school, the first time I heard a Kiss, and I was like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the idea.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And it worked.
They perfected marketing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was going to say.
And merchandise.
Marketing and merchandising. Mm-hmm.
What's the other guy? The main guy, the big guy.
Oh, Gene.
Gene Simmons, right.
He's a kind of a douche.
He's kind of a douche. I've heard that. And I think he's the main marketer.
Yeah. He's the big brain.
They have Kiss coffins. Mm-hmm. You can get Kiss everything, you know.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's a little much for me. But I was never really into them. But it's, you know, sad to see anybody
Back
go.
Back in Black? You don't like that song?
That's not them.
That's not AC/DC?
No, I said Kiss, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went to AC/DC.
Yeah. I like Back in Black. I might even like it if Kiss did it.
Didn't we see Kiss?
We did. We saw them. They opened up for Aerosmith. Yeah.
That's a weird show.
Yeah, that is. It was weird.
That was a weird show.
Yeah, because you got these giants and all their makeup and costumes out there on stage, and then you got these midgets coming out Aerosmith.
If I recall, that was the show. You were up in the box with John.
Yeah. Well, I was down on the floor. I was down on the floor for Kiss.
Okay.
And then I went up in the box.
And Mary and I stayed, Mary Koenig.
Because she was a big,
Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We stayed. We were like second row, third row.
And that was the night that John Gruden and his wife walked into the box. And I was like, oh my God, there's the coach. There's the coach right there.
That was also the night that Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, I realized he wore the same size jeans as my 14-year-old daughter.
Yeah, oh, tiny
was
dude.
Like,
all of them are tiny, except for Kiss. They're big.
It's all in the boots.
It's all in the boots,
man. It's all
in
the boots.
It's all in the boots. Here's something a little bit more positive than all this death talk. My buddy Paul's dad, Clay, turned 95 years old yesterday.
Wow. Happy birthday,
Clay. Mr. Hundley. Yeah, that's something else, man. 95 years old.
95.
That's an accomplishment. I doubt that I will see anywhere near 95. But, knock on wood.
That's all over tomorrow.
Don't know that I want to see 95. Yeah. I just don't know. Anyway. Oh, here's something, because we're getting close to Halloween. Next Sunday, downtown St. Pete will be holding their Halloween on Central. And you didn't go with us last time, did you?
No, I had to go to band.
Oh, okay. Right.
If you can go this year, it's kind of fun. Mom and I dressed up like hot dogs last year.
And you thought we walked a long way.
Right. We walked a lot. We walked a lot that day, too. But anyway, Radio St. Pete will be broadcasting live noon to 5. They will be located in front of the Moxie Hotel, 12th and Central is where they're going to be.
Okay.
We'll probably stop by and see what's happening over there.
We haven't gotten our costumes yet this year.
Yeah, we can be hot dogs again.
I don't know.
Very original.
I may go to Spirit Halloween. I'm kind of leaning frogs.
Yep, frog.
Oh, that's going to be a big one this year. Resist.
Hop.
You got to resist. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's happening. Ty, have you ever been to like one of the Halloween horror nights at like Busch Gardens or anything like that?
Yeah, it's terrible.
It is terrible. Now I hear a lot of people say that it's fantastic, and they're clamoring to go.
It would be really cool,
mm-hmm.
but there's too many people.
Is it terrible? Okay, so it's terrible because there's too many people.
Like. Unbelievably too many.
But how long ago did you go? Because I hear that every year it gets more and more creepy.
It was like maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
I was going to say, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
Have you ever done the Screamageddon? Apparently there's a place in Pasco.
Oh,
you
yeah,
go
yeah.
and it's like in the woods.
Yeah, that one's really good.
That would be really freaky. Have you been to that?
Yep, that one's good.
Oh, wow.
That one, much better.
One time when I was a kid, I was in Ocean City, Maryland. And on the boardwalk there, they have a haunted house. And I was, I don't know who I was with, maybe Jay or whoever I was with. And we went into this haunted house, and this dude was chasing us around with this chainsaw. I was scared out of my mind, and he kept touching us. But the chainsaw just had like a silk string on it. So, I mean, you could feel it hitting you, and it was like, oh my God, you know. Anyway, I was a kid.
Yeah, the Screamageddon is really good. I would recommend that one if you were going to do one.
I'm not going in the woods. Not at night.
It's not that in the woods.
Mm. Yeah, we're not doing Halloween, except for Halloween on Central.
Yeah, that's it.
Things are scary enough.
Yeah, the world is on fire.
Right.
We're good.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be very interesting.
Should be. We're going to talk about that in a bit. Matter of fact, when we come back, we'll talk about No King's Day.
Okay.
All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Here's a little ditty called Roadrunner by one of our local musical heroes, Damon Fowler. We'll be right back. All right, Damon Fowler, everybody, with Roadrunner. Man, it's been a while since we've seen Damon live, and we're coming up on the holidays, and I always like... when Damon and Selwyn Birchwood get together and do their holiday show.
Yes.
If they're doing that this year, we should try to go and see that for sure. Damon's been busy, though, man. I mean, he's blowing up, man.
I love it.
I do, too. He's blowing up. He's you see him with he's out there touring with Tab Benoit and, I mean, all kinds of bigger artists. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. Absolutely. Yeah,
it's like he's taking the next step. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I dig that. So...
Hopefully he'll still grace us with his presence.
Yeah, right. Anyway, 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. We haven't heard from anybody this evening. I'm starting to wonder if everybody's just giving up on us.
That's okay.
I mean, just send a text. Hey.
Hey.
727-804-5891. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. It's Stephanie, Ty, and me, Marco, and that is who we are. So before the break, I said we were going to talk about the big No Kings Day that's happening tomorrow across the country.
Yes.
And we've had several No Kings Days prior to this, but this is supposed to be unbelievably huge. And I heard that red states have actually called in the National Guard to their states.
Well, they've already labeled control. It a terrorist
attack. It's a terrorist attack. It's an Antifa event.
Mm-hmm.
It's Antifa and a Hate America event.
Yeah.
And what is it that they don't understand about Antifa?
No, they understand.
There's Debbie Dan Gray. Hey, thank you.
Thank you. We're on air.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Debbie. Thanks for the text.
Yeah. I don't get it. It's like, why are they... It's like, they're like, this is this Antifa thing. They're calling it an organization, and it's not an organization. It's a state of mind. And, they want to... they want to demonize it.
Nazi playbook.
Here's the thing. Because they're so against it, that is the tell. They are fascist.
Yeah.
That's it. That's why they're so against it. You know, if they weren't fascist, they'd be like, no, that's not what we're doing. That's not what we're doing. No, yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. You're sending the National Guard into, will something pop off?
Oh, probably.
Will something pop off this time?
I think
because this is supposed to be huge. Supposed to be huge. I'm seeing more and more videos on TikTok of some really horrible takedowns of just innocent people on the street.
People just being kidnapped.
Yeah. And
we have a problem.
We do have
a
problem. We have a real problem.
I mean, it's building.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to blow up eventually.
There's a boiling point, and I think we're reaching it. We're reaching that boiling point, and I don't know. And maybe, as much as I don't want to see any violence and stuff like that, maybe that's what has to happen. Maybe you need to get sometimes it's got to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah. You know what I mean? We need the tipping point.
Yeah. So maybe this is what we need. We need the tipping point.
And so, not to mention the government shutdown.
And the government shutdown. Now, what are we, 17 days in? Yeah.
And the Republicans are in control.
And they don't care whatsoever. And the whole, I mean, everybody's talking about the whole reason they shut it down is so that the Epstein stuff wouldn't be, put out there.
Yep, so the government's never coming back.
I recall. That could be. I recall the current administration calling out a former administration.
Yeah.
When there was a government shutdown.
Right.
That should be grounds for immediate impeachment.
Yeah.
Oh, the president said that himself. I've seen those videos.
Except when he does it. Except
he said it's a, he said basically it's a failure of the president. Well, guess what, buddy?
Where's your mirror?
You're the president.
How about now?
Right.
You know, I mean, just, and that's, I guess, for me, that's one of the things that just sets me off.
Mm-hmm.
Is the contradictions, the hypocrisy.
See, it's almost like they're acting as if there's no video footage.
Right. You know,
there's no history. There's no catalog of all these things that have been said in the past about, you know, prior administrations and things like that.
Well,
that
soon they'll just say it's all AI.
And they're really doing it worse. They're really stepping in it. They're really stepping in it. So.
Everything that every other administration has been accused of is actually happening now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see how this whole No King's Day goes off. And we're not doing that.
We have
puppies in here that are...
Rumble in the jungle here. Oh. Hey.
Cut it out. I kazooed them earlier. They did not like the kazoo.
It worked well. We're buying more kazoos.
Everybody's going to have a kazoo. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see what goes down tomorrow.
Well, I told everyone that if anything crazy happens, just come here.
Oh, good.
Who'd you tell that to?
the star players.
The huge? Okay. The Thanksgiving crowd?
We're gonna have a team meeting. We're all going to get in the van.
Huddle up.
Get in the escape pod.
I like that.
The escape pod.
We're going to Canada.
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of a government thing. One of the things that Mom and I ran into on our flight back from Key West is we went to check in, and now our bag, because we bought, you know, some stuff in Key West, and now our bag was a pound too heavy, right? And they said, well...
Drugs.
They said, well... If you're a veteran, we can waive it. I said, well, there you go. I'm a veteran. Well, can you prove it? And I said, yeah. So I, in my wallet, I have my original military ID card.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, this is expired. And I said, well, no shit.
Of course it is. I'm not active duty.
Right.
I'm a veteran.
I'm still a veteran.
This makes me a veteran.
So, but she's like, it's like, well, let me look at your driver's license. And I was like, it doesn't say that I'm a veteran. You know, it might say that I'm an organ donor, which I'm not happy about it. But,
well, and then it went to, oh, well, is she a veteran?
No.
No, I'm a dependent wife.
Right.
But oh, well, the bag is in her name.
Well, what is it that you're supposed to have to prove that you're a veteran? What am I supposed to carry?
Are you supposed to carry your DD-214?
You know, I mean, just... I mean, I showed her everything except for my USMC tattoo. Right. You know, it's like, look, I'm this is the official stamp. You know, I got
she
it.
She was a little touched.
She was something. There was something not quite right with her.
She wanted to know if we had a pair of jeans in the bag can we could put on.
Can you take a pound out? Can you take a and do what with it?
Yeah.
Throw it away? You know, I mean,
it's
she was like,
"Not going to make it any better if I hold it."
Yeah, well, right. Well, she was like, "Well, if there's a pair of jeans in there, you could put your jeans on over my shorts."
That'll be good.
Yeah, it was the craziest interaction. We were already running late.
Yeah,
and it just—it
was frustrating. It was very frustrating.
Well, yeah.
The government shut down. They're not getting paid. They don't care.
And we were only a pound over.
Well, not. I don't even think we were a pound over. She said a pound, but I don't think we were.
You know, and
then,
did you have to pay anyway? Yes, we did.
We did.
We had to pay.
And
it was one of those things. We have to pay.
I'm challenging it with the airline.
How much was it?
$50.
$50 a pound? And I'm a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about treating your veterans poorly. You know, it's bad enough that the government shut down and doesn't treat our veterans right anyway. Now I can't even get on a flight a pound over, you know.
With my suitcase.
With my suitcase. And, you know, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I should be able to get the same benefits that all the rest of the veterans do.
Oh, they...
Oh, if you were a veteran, we'd waive it. Well, I'm a veteran. You know, I showed you my ID.
A harshly worded email is coming.
Yeah. Anyway.
With his DD-214.
Yeah. Well,
and
maybe some extra comments. Well, that's my question is like, am I supposed to walk around with my DD-214? I mean, what else? I mean, I don't know of any veteran card that I could have in my wallet.
Well, here soon, they want everybody to walk around with their papers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, nobody ever told me that I had to go get, like, a veteran card.
And then, when we go through TSA, I got the full rub down.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty sexy. Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Get up in there.
Apparently, you know.
She might be hiding something up in there. I got patted down on the way. She got a rub down on the way back. Look at these two. Look at these two. They're the ones faking to be veterans.
Yeah.
We better rub them down. No, don't rub him down. Rub her down.
The leaders of Antifa are here.
Yeah, right.
Rub them up.
Rub them up.
I wasn't even wearing an underwire bra. We saw something in this area.
Yeah. Did you?
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Feel away.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. You do you.
I got a video of it. So.
We're going to post it on OnlyFans, TSA, pat downs.
Yeah. So, hey, there's something cool. Now, listen, we've talked about this whole 3i Atlas thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're coming close to when it's going to dip behind the sun. We're like 16 days until it dips behind the sun. And this will be the whole thing, because I mean you see all kinds of videos on TikTok and social media about people are like, oh, there's a lot more going on with this 3i Atlas than everybody's talking about, and da 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 da, that kind of thing. I mean, I've even heard that it has visiting ships. You know, I mean, I've heard all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what they said from the beginning is that it's coming toward us. Okay. But it's going to get to a point where it's going to be directly behind the sun. And that's supposed to happen in about 16 days. Now, the big tell whether or not this thing is just a natural thing or if it's alien is if it jogs and comes around the sun.
Or
if it comes around the sun, and then it's like, oh no, we need to brace ourselves for an alien attack.
Or is it going to sit there and wait for us to get to it?
Well, we'll send Trump's Space Force out there.
Yeah.
Spaceballs out there.
Well, the Elon Musk should be on this.
Where's Darth Helmet. I would love to see. Oh, that's classic. If they had Trump as Darth Helmet, but he was just all orange instead of black. Love that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, get ready for that, folks. In about 16 days, we'll see whether or not 3i Atlas is actually coming toward us in an aggressive way, or will it just crash into the sun?
Or will it stop and wait for us to get to it?
Yeah, maybe.
No, we're not going to know. They're going to turn all the media off tomorrow, probably.
Mm. Well, the media is already off.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. There's a couple of things I want to save for the second hour. Here's a story, and I meant to talk about it last week, and maybe we did, and if we did, I don't remember. But there, supposedly more and more companies are going with a no shoes at work policy.
Oh.
I'm against it.
We did not discuss that last week.
I don't
week.
Like it.
Well, you wake up and just put your shoes on.
Well, the thing is...
He literally puts his shoes and socks and shoes on before he gets out of bed.
But I don't know. I just don't know about, walking around all day seeing people barefoot. To me, especially in a work... If we're at the beach, cool. If we're at work, it's like...
Well, why does it matter?
Well,
what are you looking at people's feet for?
Well, because, listen, man, there's a lot of people out there with like all kinds of busted toes and stuff like that. And it's like, ugh.
Just look at your work.
You can't cover that up. All right. No shoes at work. You got to put some work in to make sure that you're not, old funk foot over there. What if you got really bad, what's it called? Homodrosis?
Dromedrosis.
And you get to work, you take your shoes off, and now you're just funking up the place.
Well.
Because your feet got all sweaty on your way to work.
It happens.
Dromedrosis. Right. You're right, Ty.
I thought that was...
No. I think dromedrosis is...
bad breath.
No, that's halitosis.
Halitosis. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dromedrosis, I believe, is the stink foot.
Stink foot.
Stink foot. Great Frank Zappa song. Stink foot. What's the line? Talking about a python boot. It's good. Yeah. I don't know if I like that, people walking around. I mean, it's a little hippy-dippy, and I'm not opposed to hippy-dippy.
I worry about picking up a foot fungus.
I mean, you're in an office. You might step on a tack or something. There's dangers.
You get to go home early.
workers' comp.
Then you got to file a workers' comp claim.
Oh, no.
Yeah, step on a tack. Broke my mother's back.
See you in a month.
As soon as this infection goes away. Because I've been walking in the sewer all day. To and from lunch. Gross.
I don't know. If there's carpet involved, I'm definitely out.
Yeah. One of the things that I was thinking about when we were, and we, I wanted to mention this last week on the show, is that gold prices, it's like $4,000 an ounce for gold right now.
That's not good.
Well, I mean, I don't know that it's not good. I don't know if it's good if you want to buy it.
It's a very bad sign for the economy.
But if you have gold, like we cut my wedding ring off, I don't know that that's an ounce of gold Yeah, but if you consider an ounce of gold $4,000, you know, I mean, how do you even invest in gold? What do you do? Where do you keep it? Yeah, I mean, what do you suppose like a gold bar weighs?
Oh, well,
and if you have one gold bar, are you set for life?
Yeah. We remember. I think it was the very first time we went to Key West.
Yeah, right.
And we went to the Mel Fisher Museum.
Yeah.
And tried to pick up
those, and those are silver.
Those were gold.
They were silver. Those are silver bars, and they were heavy as hell. They were heavy as hell. Now, the gold, he remember, because we went into Mel's office, and he invited us in, and he put that necklace on you that was, I mean, it went around your neck and almost touched the ground. I bet that thing probably weighed 15 pounds.
Yes.
This huge, like, gold necklace. It looked like a chain that you would get to lock up your fence. I mean, but it was gold. And he put that around Mom's neck, and it was so long that it almost touched the ground. And supposedly they got it off some sort of Spanish wreck or something. But can you imagine how much that thing would be worth?
Mm. But yeah, that's a very bad sign for the economy.
I did see something, and I didn't pay too much attention to it, but they were talking about the countries that have the most gold, and we're nowhere near the top.
Yeah, it's not us.
We're nowhere near the top.
India.
There's some South American countries that have a lot of gold too.
Well, you got to
that might be
yourself.
Why we want to go into Venezuela.
Well, they also have a lot of oil.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Investing in gold, I just don't know what you do with it. I mean, what do you, where do you keep it? I mean, yeah, I guess you can keep it in a safe deposit box. How much do you have to have to be worth, putting in a safety deposit box? I mean, if you had a bar.
And do you trust the bank?
No.
So you are now dealing with banker's hours.
I had Bank of America rip me off of $300 one time, and I was pissed. You steal my gold bar. That's it, man. We're fighting.
I'm taking everything else you have.
That's it. I'm robbing this joint. I don't know. Invest in gold. $4,000 an ounce right now. An ounce. I'm trying to think about back in the day when I had my triple beams. what was an ounce?
In chemistry class.
In class. Right. I never had any personally.
Right.
That I may or may not have borrowed from school.
There are 16 ounces in a pound.
Right.
A loaf of bread is a pound.
Mm-hmm. It's just hard for me to kind of equate it. It's like I know what an ounce of certain things looks like. But how do you equate that to gold?
Gold's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
It's right. Very dense.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, my buddy Ruben is very interested in me taking my remnants of my wedding ring to get it cashed in. And I'm like, dude, maybe I'm just going to save it for a rainy day. What if all of a sudden, we have no money?
Well, do we want...
If I do it now, we'll spend it.
Well, and do we want American dollars?
No, probably not. The way things are going.
Mm. That wedding ring could be our financial ticket in another country if deemed necessary.
So it's probably a half ounce, so it's only going to be $2,000, so we're not going far.
But Canada. it might be worth a whole lot more where we're going.
In some other country, right. Yeah, so it's $4,000 here in America. That doesn't mean it's $4,000 globally, right?
Right.
So that's just the American rate. Is that right?
Yes. And you give it to a jeweler here, take the cash. If American money loses all of its value, your cash is worth nothing. Mm. where your gold could be worth enough
right.
to keep a roof over your head or eat.
With all the new tariffs going on with China, maybe get some Canadian money.
I saw a video of this farmer, a soybean farmer. A soybean farmer being...
Is that safer?
It's not here, so it's better.
Okay.
I saw this video of this soybean farmer. He says, my family has had this farm since the Civil War. We've been farming soybeans here since then. And he goes, and the lady says, you seem angry. And he goes, I am. I'm very upset. And he says, I am very upset at our president because this is all because of him. He mm-hmm. says that we have lost so much money since the tariff started. We have I think he said that of what they have already reaped, I guess, or taken out of the fields, he says we've had to retain 60% of it.
Because we have no one to sell it to.
We have nobody to sell it to.
Yep.
And our biggest purchaser was China. Now they don't want to talk to us.
Yep.
We got 60%.
This is only the beginning.
Yep.
We're what, 9 months in?
Yeah. He's doing a great job.
We're great again.
MAGA. Mm-hmm.
Eat more soybeans.
Yep. That's what he's going to do. He's going to go in. He's going to do an executive order that we're not going to be able to eat anything but soybeans.
It cures autism.
Caused by circumcisions and Tylenol at birth.
Oh, I saw another video today of RFK Jr. saying that teenage boys now have half the sperm rate.
Mm-hmm.
Than 70-year-old men. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a gateway so that they can lower the age of consent.
Yeah. Right. And he goes, and the thing is that teenage girls are, you know, are maturing so much faster now, which is not good. And parents aren't having babies anymore. And it's like, wait a minute. You're not a parent unless you have babies, you know, but people aren't having babies anymore. It's a whole thing. Anyway. All right, folks, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other stuff. I want to talk about a couple of different things regarding AI. And I think they're kind of interesting. And I got a movie that I kind of like to see. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this break. During the break, I'm going to play a plethora of promos. Please do yourself a favor and check out these promos because there's all kinds of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. And these promos, these shows that I'm going to play, the promos for, they come on later tonight after our show and then throughout the weekend. So do yourself a favor and check them out. We'll be back in a few minutes. See ya.
Sunshine 96.7 FM. WLMX LP St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay, Tom Petty, my man. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, as a matter of fact, and that's a shadow of a doubt. Talk about that more in just a second. We're back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. In the studio, it's the usual suspects. We've got my blushing bride, Stephanie. Got our boy, Ty Ginn, and then, of course, little old me, Marco. And 727-804-5891 is the number you can call or text, and we will respond to you directly. That number one more time, 727-804-5891. That was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with a little ditty called Shadow of a Doubt. One of my favorites of his. I said nearly a month ago now that this was going to be the month of Tom Petty.
Right.
Because I think it was on the 2nd when he passed away. And, yeah, it was October 2nd was like the anniversary that he passed away at the age of 67. Monday, the 20th, would have been his 75th birthday. So after tonight, we will never play Tom Petty again.
Oh, no. That's not true.
I'm just kidding.
Tom Petty's
one of my all-time favorites. So that's, forget I said that. That was rude. Sorry, Tom. Do you remember over in the old studio in the old house, I had this picture on the ceiling above me where I used to look up and get inspiration from Tom?
Right. And tonight, after the show, you're going to have to go down to the library and apologize face to face.
Yeah, because I got a picture in the library of Tom Petty. Paul and Jenny, if you're listening, if you remember that picture that you gave me for my birthday of Tom Petty, it was a painting, and it's sort of an abstract painting, but it's obviously Tom Petty.
Right.
You know, so I dig it. I've always dug it. I've always loved Tom Petty. And, yeah, it's hard to believe he's gone. I can't believe it. So,
there's
probably a lot of people out there tonight that are just completely downtrodden because of Ace Frehley. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I get that. I mean, everybody's got their musical heroes. Ty, who would have to die? I mean, now I know Ozzy passed away recently.
Yeah.
But who would have to die where you would just be like, just shook about it? I mean, I've talked about it on the show before. It's like, what celebrity has passed away that really shook you the most? Look, actors die a lot of times. And you know, Robert Redford dying recently was sort of like a hit to me just because I've known him my whole life, you know? Not that I've known him, but I've known his work. And, you know, I know that my mom always had a crush on him and that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? But who would have to die musically for you to be like, oh, man.
Ask him who the first one was.
Oh, well, that's Dave Brocky.
Dave Brocky? Is that Dimebag?
No.
Oh, who's Dimebag? What about when Dimebag?
That was bad, too.
Who's Dave Brocky?
That's Odorous.
Odorous.
From Guara.
Guara. From Guara. All the way from Richmond, Virginia, everybody. Mm-hmm. We've been to the Guar Bar.
Yes.
Guar Bar. Mm-hmm. Dave Brocky?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that's what his name. Odorous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that. Anyway, yeah, it's crazy when, look, there's probably a lot of people that are really mourning the passing of Diane Keaton. You know, I mean, Diane Keaton
she was always so funky.
Well, she was funky, but she was always entertaining. She was a good actress. I always considered her, if I ever saw her in anything, I wasn't disappointed. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, why'd you pick her? You know, I mean, I always thought that she was good in whatever she did.
Right.
You know, I don't know. When, when your heroes die,
It's hard.
It hurts a little bit.
But when you have music and film, you know, Katharine Hepburn.
Hold on, I'm getting a little misty. Don't talk about Kate like that.
Yeah, you know, gone but lives on.
Mm-hmm. All right, now here's the thing. We're just talking about these people who are celebrities, okay? Let's think about this. AI is coming on strong.
Yeah, okay? A little too strong.
Yeah.
So we talked about a couple of weeks ago about this actress, Tilly Norwood.
Right.
Okay? Totally AI generated. Okay.
It's a terrible idea.
Well, here's the thing. Let's think about this. Let's work this out. For one thing, we have to use the time here on the show because I don't have a whole lot of content. But here's the thing.
We were on vacation.
Right. So let's think about this. What is Hollywood going to do if these AI companies keep generating these actors and actresses, okay? Because I don't know if you've ever seen this Tilly Norwood. She's not like a specific, you know, especially beautiful or anything. She looks like she's cute, you know. She has a British accent. You know, she is what she is. But it's not like, are they trying to replace movie stars?
Yeah.
Are they trying is it because, and now
human emotion.
But what's going to happen? Are these companies generating these AI characters, okay, hoping that the movie industry will get so desperate that they will have to buy them out?
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? They will have to buy them out. Either because what did Disney do with Pixar? Disney said, Pixar is getting too big. We need to buy Pixar, mm-hmm. right? So what's going to happen now if these AI companies, I mean, AI companies, I feel like they could come up with a new actor every day. There could be a new male actor, a new female actor. There could be a new kid actor. There could, you know, whatever, you know. They could come up with all these actors. Here's one of the things I was thinking about earlier today, and it's like, okay, so could you, let's say there's a series. There's a lot of series out there now. So you can go to Netflix, you can go to any of the social right. media places, any of the whatever, and watch a series. Could you be invested in that series if you knew that one of the actors was AI?
I wouldn't watch it.
Or would it be distracting? Would it be distracting? Would you constantly be trying to pick them apart?
What if they were all AI?
And
you would right. never have an opportunity to see them in an airport or at a right. cafe because they don't exist.
Right, right.
They're not human beings. They have no emotions.
They don't come to the set.
Right.
There's no physical person. There's nothing. It's all computer generated.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I mean, could you? How about this? What if they created a show? What if they created a show that was like, okay, you figure out who it is.
Who's
the AI generated actor in this show?
No, we don't play the AI game.
I'm kind of with Ty on that one.
If they say there's an AI person in it, we don't watch it.
You're that against it.
Yeah. And you should be too.
I don't know. I'm not.
We played the game in Key West.
Okay.
Find the celebrity.
Right.
Celebrity spotting.
Right.
Because celebrities are real people.
Right.
They do real things.
Right.
They go on vacation.
And
they
that's why they want to get rid of them.
In restaurants.
Well,
their behavior.
Think about what they have to pay them.
Well, this is just another system of control.
Yes.
The AI ones will say whatever they want.
You look at it a lot deeper than I've looked at it. I haven't looked at it as like it's like a evil sort of.
That's all we're doing.
Manipulation
now.
Sort of way.
That's what it's all about.
I almost feel like I don't know if I didn't know that they were AI. What if you found out? Let's say we've been duped all along.
We always have been.
What if we've been duped all along? What if it turns out that John Wayne was actually AI? What if it turns out that Clint Eastwood was actually AI?
Well, they're both kind of racist anyway.
Well, yeah, but still, it's it's a consumer issue. If you, hold on. If you make it, they will come. Yeah,
I get it.
Your mom says it's the way of the future. It is the way of the future, but here's the thing.
Are we ready?
Yeah, what happens to humanity? What happens to actually having talent? What happens if people who have that drive, okay, to become a star? Become an actor or a rock star or a singing artist or whatever. What if now all of a sudden all those doors are locked?
Because
we don't need you anymore.
That's what they're trying to do.
What happens to those people? What happens to those people with that drive?
Well, now you've got all this extra energy to use at the Amazon factory.
I don't know. It's just a weird situation.
Move those boxes, Rockstar.
Have you seen this Tilly Norwood?
I have.
Yeah, I mean, well, she's cute and she's, you know, whatever, but
she's not real.
And, yeah, no, 100% not real.
And locally, what's happening, there's a charter school.
Debbie Dan Gray said theater will always exist. Now, that's a very interesting concept because now maybe that's going to be a new uprising for theater. Now, I don't know that theater has ever diminished. I'm sure there's still a lot of plays and things like that that go on. But you have to think that back in the day, theater was a lot bigger than motion picture, right? But will then... If you're gonna use fake people, well, you can't use fake people on this stage.
Or can they?
Oh God!
Or will they?
Now they're gonna start breaking out the robots.
Mm-hmm. No, just holographic images.
Yeah, they've already started doing that.
You know?
Yeah. Didn't they do something not too long ago where they did a what was the kid that was killed, shot in his car? I want to say Kobe, but it's not Kobe. It's the rapper. Didn't they do a concert with him where he was holographed on the stage?
Well, that's not something I would have seen.
No. What was his name?
No, but that's what I don't like overall is the shutting down of the creativity.
No, they don't want you to be creative.
Live performances, theater, music... Jenny's in a sold-out show tonight, and she's definitely not AI.
No, she is not.
She's short, but she's not AI.
No, but locally in Hillsborough County, they are trying to shut down the charter school for the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's theater, music, sighting things.
Your mom says this is like replacing horse and buggy with automobiles. Older folks objected to the most. I get it, but
this is Orwellian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, is this what we're heading to? You know,
you don't have to make the music; the party makes the music.
Right?
Isn't it good?
It's scary.
It is scary.
I find it very scary.
It is scary, and it's like, I mean, who will our heroes be?
Dear leader.
No.
Yes.
Not that turd. not the current turd. You know, they better come up with something a lot better than him for him to be my hero. You know, I don't know. It's
mind bending.
How do we know that the Rolling Stones aren't actually AI? I mean, look at how old they are, and they keep on going. Maybe they've been AI since 1975. Mick Jagger's actually been a holograph since 1975. I don't know. It's weird.
This is why I love live music.
I would, yeah.
Seeing local entertainers walk up, put their rug down, bring their bar stool, their guitar.
Yeah, but that's all going away because Instruments and equipment are too expensive. Nobody has a house anymore. You can't have a band in an apartment.
Debbie Dan Gray says, AI me, a maid, chef, and a gardener.
Yeah, right.
That's what we're looking for. We're not looking to replace our heroes. I would love to see a show, though, that had human actors and one of them was AI, just to see if I could pick out the one that was AI.
Oh, you know you could.
I don't know. It's so good now. It's good. And it's only getting better.
Yeah. Housekeeping, cooking, help me with these things.
Paul says he's calling the show if we don't lighten up. I mean, I'm not trying to offend anybody.
Sorry, Paul. It's the happy hour show.
It is the happy hour
show. We'll be happy.
Yeah. We're going to lighten up, damn it. As a matter of fact, we have to take another break because we're already there. We're getting ready to start our fourth and final segment of the show. But before we we're going to play a little ditty from the 80s. Hopefully, it's a little flashback for all of you. It's Devo, Whip It. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. 727-804-5891 is the number to call. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Call or text 727-804-5891. We've gotten several texts this evening, and I appreciate every single one of them. Thank you so much. Time to crack that whip on the USA. That's what Debbie Dan Gray says. Yep. I agree, sister. Time to crack that whip. I totally agree. Hold on a minute. Let me clear this out for a second. Okay. Let's see. There was one other thing that I saw that had to do with AI, and it's something that's happening in America, and it said, here it is. It said 70% of people polled said that they would trust AI to make a big decision in their life over their gut.
Oh, no.
Right. Yeah, so a lot more people are depending on talking to their Alexa or their Gronk thing. Is it a Gronk thing? I think it's called.
The Nazi.
Whatever it is. But, I mean, people are becoming enamored with their bots, I guess.
Yes. It's just the Matrix.
So at what point, I mean, do you become so reliant on what they're telling you and their the knowledge that they're giving you or the
because
the patience and how they're working you through it,
because they have also been sold to you, portrayed to you as we have more knowledge than you.
So I've told you before that the one show that I listen to, the Mike Calter show, he's got an Alexa or whatever it is called, Bailey, and he talks to her, and then he'll bring her up on the show from time to time. And I think he's basically doing it just to show what this is what's happening. This is what's happening.
This is what happened.
Right. So then his friend, comedian Bobby Kelly, was on the show, and he's got like a Gronk one, okay? And the Gronk one is you can actually create a partner, right? And you can actually tell it, you can have it talk dirty to you, you can have it, all kinds of things. And, so if you're out there and you're lonely, you can actually create a partner that is actually not there. You know what I mean? It's just this box on your table that is talking to you.
We're not going to make it.
No.
I don't know. It's pretty creepy. It's actually pretty creepy.
This is the downfall of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Anyway, one of the other things I wanted to mention, and this is one of the bigger stories I want to talk about.
Happy hours.
Yeah, this will be even better. If you ever had a near-death experience, what do you suppose you would change in your life? Would you then, if you had a near-death experience, you survived, would you then, if you're not religious, find religion? Would you, what would you do? Would you do something different? Would you consider yourself, would there be some sort of revelation? It's like, oh my God, I almost died.
Yeah.
You know, now
you just
I need
don't
to
do that thing again.
Yeah, right. That's my thought is, don't do that again. That'll learn you. You know what I mean? I don't know that I'm going to change my life.
But
you know what I mean?
Because you haven't been there.
Right.
You don't know.
You don't know.
And if you are, you know, if that does happen,
mm-hmm. Stop smoking. Right.
You are going to reevaluate. You are going to take a microscope to your whole life and question every decision and why am I still here and what do I want to do with this gift of extra life?
Yeah, so, I mean, do you just automatically think that the gift of life came from a higher power? Do you think that?
Not necessarily.
See, I don't because I don't believe in that. But I would, you know, I look.
But,
I might.
But it would make you, in my mind, it would make you evaluate all of your life choices.
I mean, I might want to come become buddies with the doctors and nurses and whoever else helped me get through whatever I got through. But I don't know that I'm now all of a sudden gonna become religious, you know, because I'm not that way. I'm not bent that way. I was never raised that way. So I don't know anything about it. And I just, you know, I don't know.
Not interested.
Well, I.
No, I'm not saying, you know, like adding religion.
Right.
I'm saying, you know, look at what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Where I am, what I'm doing, how is my life working for me and how is it not?
Right. Yeah.
What stays, what goes?
I can definitely see changing, especially if it was something that you were doing on the reg that caused the near-death experience.
Like
that's like,
driving.
Oh, well, now we got to cut that out. You know.
No more of that.
But, I mean, if it's... You know, if it's an accident, you know, it's like, well, I fell off a ladder. Are you just going to stop climbing ladders or, whatever.
Evaluate your decisions.
Your mom says, I think you would value life more. And I think you would, especially if you got like a second chance. You know, I mean, a second chance at life is, I mean, especially if you were there, if you were at death's door, you know, I mean, that, I'm talking near death. You're like done. You know, if they have to bring you back, you know, you definitely have to sort of think about, well, what got me to this point? You know what I mean?
No, at that point, you're not thinking about what got you to this point. It's what do I want to do with the time that I've been given?
Yeah, it's a pretty deep question.
It is. It's very deep.
Very deep. It's happy hour, damn it.
It's happy hour. Way to go, Mark.
Interesting
Sorry,
conversation,
Paul.
Though. Very interesting conversation, though. I like it. I saw this thing on Facebook the other day. It was a sign on a restaurant. It says, "Do not enter unless you are wearing deodorant and have showered in the last 24 hours. You will be asked to leave if your attitude or smell is disruptive."
Did you see that in Key West?
I did not. I saw it on Facebook, but I was like, geez.
What kind of establishment was this?
It was just a little hole-in-the-wall restaurant, but it was like, who's eating there?
If it's that small, you need... it's probably easily funked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something else I saw that was kind of interesting, and I saw this earlier today, is that it looks like Jim Carrey is going to be playing George Jetson in a live-action Jetsons movie.
Oh.
Now, I can kind of see that. I can see Jim Carrey playing George Jetson.
I want to be an extra.
Yep.
I won't qualify for any other role, but I would love to be a part of that movie.
What was his boss? Mr. Spacely?
Yeah.
Yep.
Danny DeVito. All day. Danny DeVito. Right?
I would be Rosie the Robot Maid.
Mm-hmm.
Just to reinforce the need of Rosie the Robot Maid.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Put me in a box. So like R2-D2.
That's going to be a thing. And I think that, listen, Jim Carrey, there are times when I like him. There are other times when I'm not such a big fan. But I think he's had a pretty solid career. He's done some good, really good things. I think he's done some other things that were just sort of whatever. He did a great job with The Grinch, which is live action. You know, from you taking a cartoon and turning it into live action.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that he could do a great job with this George Jetson for the Jetsons. I think it would be great.
This is where mental illness helps people.
I don't know. I'd watch it. I think you'd have to watch it. Just because, I mean, listen, one of my favorite cartoons as a kid, I loved the Flintstones. I loved the Jetsons. You know what I mean? I loved all of the Looney Tunes, the Porky Pigs and the Bugs Bunny and the Yosemite Sam and, you know, all that. Roadrunner. I loved all that stuff. And this was just what I saw as a kid, and I would just think it would be very cool. Now, they did do a Jetsons movie, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, but it wasn't live action. So this would be a whole different experience.
Right.
Live action. So I think it'd be cool.
Could be very cool.
Yeah, I think so.
If done right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, man. Remember, we talked about the storms that could possibly come our way here by the end of the month. And remember last year, right before Milton came, there was a big deal about that dog that they found tied to a fence.
Was it Milton or Helene?
It was right before Milton.
Okay.
This dog was tied to a fence right along the highway. Right. So anyway, a judge just ruled either today or yesterday that they're going to drop the charges on the owner of the dog, saying that there's no real evidence that he actually tied the dog to the fence. And what the guy was saying is that we were in evacuation mode. And when we were in evacuation mode, the dog got all kinds of distressed and upset. Right. And as we were evacuating, jumped out of the car. And we couldn't find him, but he had his leash on. And what they're saying, what I guess the defense is that him running around, the leash got stuck on the fence. So anyway, the judge had to drop all the charges against this guy and say, listen, there's just not enough evidence to say that you actually tied this dog to the fence.
Mm.
You know, there's no proof. There's no video proof that you did it. There's no...
Was it a knot?
I don't know.
Well, that's important.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not on the jury.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You know, and that's... I get it.
I remember that being a sad story. It was like, oh, no, how do you do that? You know, how do you do that? And it looked like... Do you remember the videos? It looked like he was standing in, like, he was in water up to his belly.
Yeah.
And he was a tall dog. You know, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. Would you rather dance solo in front of a crowd? Think about Napoleon Dynamite. Okay. Would you rather dance solo in front of a crowd or do karaoke?
And for how long?
I don't know. As long as a song. Let's say 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes.
I I that's an easy one for me. I'd rather dance.
Really?
Have you heard me sing?
No, but I mean, I've also seen you dance.
The dancing is better than the singing.
What about you, Ty?
I don't know. About the same.
Debbie Dan Gray says dance. She'd rather dance. Mm.
Ty can sing.
He can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard him sing.
I know.
never heard him sing. Who knew? Apparently.
He knows. Ty knows. You know, Thanksgiving to Christmas, when the ride to school was Christmas carols and we're all singing, they're like, dear Lord, quit singing. You're going to break the glass in the car.
And that's what they were saying to you?
Yes.
Paul says, I can sing drunk, can't dance. Paul's actually a good singer.
Paul is a phenomenal singer.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be drunk to do it. Paul is actually a good singer.
One of my favorite things when Paul and Jenny come to visit is coming down the stairs to the kitchen, the smell of coffee.
Yeah.
And Paul singing.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
I tried for years to get Paul to dance, and he would just never dance.
He doesn't need to. He can sing.
He can sing, right.
And make coffee.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else? Would you rather speak publicly, or would you rather, what would be like something else that would be like, because public speaking for a lot of people is like an issue.
Oh, it's difficult.
It depends.
I mean, for me, it was an issue for me. I took a public speaking course in high school, so I got sort of used to it. And then when I was in the Marine Corps, I had to get up in front of crowds and speak more than several times. So I can do it. I mean, we do this show. We do this, but right. We're not in front of people. It's just us. But the fact of standing at a podium and standing, you know, and speaking, it's not the easiest thing in the world.
It depends if they're into it.
I guess.
And when they're negative,
yeah,
it's all about confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence. You need to be confident going in. True, right, and correct.
Yep.
And carry on.
Carry on. Let's see. Well, we've done all of it.
Hey.
We've done all of it. What time are we at? We're close. We're very close. Is there anything what are we going to do this weekend? We're back from vacation, so we've got some stuff that we need to do here around the house and to button up some stuff. What do you got going, Ty?
I'm going to try to work on the van.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Cool.
I like it. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never been inside.
It's big.
Really?
I didn't go in. I didn't want to.
If you guys are listening, Ty and Jack bought a van. It's big.
It's very big.
Mm.
I went along, but I did not want.
You should.
Have you seen Ty, you're on TikTok. Have you seen the app where you can take a photo and turn it to life?
Yeah, that's AI. We don't do that.
Another AI thing. But it looks so cool, though.
It does, but it's AI. We don't do that.
It looks so very cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to like it.
Yeah.
And that's why you should be concerned.
I'm on the fence.
Did they ever rescue those climbers on Mount Everest? I was going to talk about that last week. There was like 200 climbers on Mount Everest.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and they were up there, and I guess a blizzard came through and snowed them all in. You know what I mean? It's like, well, it's like, what do you think was going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing?
What do you think was going to happen? I mean, and I feel like any time you do something like that, it's like, well, you know, you can't be mad at anybody.
Well, and is it even cool anymore to do it when there's that many people doing it?
Right. Well, and then supposedly on Mount Everest, there's like this whole like, sort of, there's like all these dead bodies that are just frozen up there.
Yep.
That people who haven't made it.
All very motivated people.
Yeah, and all their expensive gear. You know, they're just frozen up there on the side of the mountain.
Yep.
You know.
I don't know.
What about the typhoon in Alaska?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's talking about that.
Right. So apparently there was
got rid of FEMA.
Yeah, there was a good part of Alaska that flooded out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard that. And you can only imagine that Alaska now, I mean, if it's cooling off here in the FLA, it's already freezing up there.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a lot of water and freezing weather. That's not cool. No bueno. Yeah. No bueno.
And is there any aid?
No, probably not.
No aid. Alaska is a blue state.
Yep.
Is it?
No.
Might not be.
They were.
If
they
it's
were,
a red state, they'll probably get aid. But if
they
it's
were
not.
Flying,
no, they're going to sell it to Russia.
Yeah.
They were flying. I did see video of them flying people out of the affected area.
They talked about it today.
You can't have Ukraine, but we'll give you Alaska back.
Mm-hmm. No, they talked about it today. Mm. They want to build a tunnel from Russia to Alaska.
Perfect.
You know, just cause.
Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and do these quotes. Let's see. The first one says, "You only need power when you want to do something harmful. Otherwise, love is enough to get the job done."
Yes.
Charlie Chaplin.
Tell that to your drill.
Mm-hmm. This one says, "We are the only species that sprays food with poison so that other animals won't eat it, and then we eat it."
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Here's your sign.
Yeah. This one says, "You don't become cooler with age, but you do care progressively less about being cool, which is the only true way of being cool."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
I like that one.
This one, a scene on a T-shirt. "In the beginning, man created God."
That's how it went.
If we're going to go back to the beginning. Yeah. We
might have more shirts to do.
Mm-hmm. this one says...
The rally's tomorrow.
Yeah.
I had a shirt idea, but I can't tell you now.
Okay. This one says, "This too shall pass. It may pass like a kidney stone, but it will pass." And the last one I have just says, "Resist."
Yep.
And that's it. That is all of it. That's all I have. All my notes, all my everything is done.
Start singing.
It's the Marco Radio Show.
They can't see you dance on the radio.
No, they can't. But anyway, we do have a couple minutes left before we end. None of us are planning on going to any protests or anything like that. I've seen a lot of videos that say, they're looking for a fight. One of the things I've seen is that if things start popping off, sit on the ground or just leave. Don't get involved. Because that's what they want.
Don't confront.
They want a reason.
They want a fight.
They want a reason to
fight.
They're
egging the fight.
Well, they're going to fake something. They're going to do something.
Probably. I don't know. It's bad. I just don't even know what's happening. It's every
it's
day.
Bad.
You know what's so crazy is, Ty, is that we were gone.
Four days.
Four days. And I feel like I'm completely out of the loop.
I know.
I feel like I've been trying to catch up over the last 2 days of what the hell is happening.
There's so much going on.
It is. There's so much going on, and it's
the chaos.
It's frightening. It's absolutely frightening. Yeah.
Is that what it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
The government was shut down when we left, and it still is when we came back.
It'll always be off. It's
you think
done.
That's it? You think that's it for the government? Yeah. It's just done?
This is...
Why wouldn't it be?
They're not acting like they're in any hurry to turn it back on.
Yep.
Nope.
You know?
They're getting what they want.
That they're doing exactly what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing exactly what they want.
The longer they wait, the more desperate everyone becomes.
Yeah.
The more likely they are to do some kind of violent action.
Yeah. Well.
We, the people.
Need to take care of it. And I think that's the only way it's going to be taken care of.
But how?
We, the people. It'll be somebody. Somebody out there right now is becoming more and more disgruntled. they're losing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
the entire country.
They're losing everything. They're losing
becoming more disgruntled.
They're losing their livelihood. They can't take care of their parents. Somebody's going to be disgruntled and they're going to take care of it. Anyway, I hate to end the show like that. Listen.
Happy hour.
Yeah, happy hour. Right. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We love speaking with you every Friday evening and look forward to speaking with you again next Friday. Thank you so much for everybody that played along and texted in. It always means so much to me. Really, it's like having a buddy on my shoulder.
Yes.
Truly, it means a lot. So thank you for that. And listen, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week. See ya.
That's all, folks. That kind of